All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner with Army of Darkness. Yeah, I think this is going to be a retelling of the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, probably should go see it. But it's a great film. I love it. It's my favorite one of all the Evil Deads. So definitely go see it. And this is an adaptation of it if you don't want to see it. So it should be pretty good. And then we'll have the actual stories that they've done. And they've done countless stories. So let's go ahead and get started with Dynamite's Army of Darkness run. Look at that. Looks just like the fucking cover of the original movie. This is the Omnibus Volume 1, but I have several other volumes, so don't worry. We could go pretty far with this if it got popular beyond Halloween. It is, you know, spooky Halloween horror month, but we can do more of this if requested. And yeah, there's a lot here. Army of Darkness movie adaptation. This should be the original 92 movie adaptation from Dark Horse. Yep, it is. My name is Ash, and I am a slave. Close as I can figure it, the year is 1300 AD, and I'm being dragged to my death. Wasn't always like this. I had a real life, once. When the rental agent said remote cabin, he wasn't kidding. According to this map, the place is just ahead. The sun set, and during the last normal day that I would ever know. It was here that I first set eyes upon that damn book. It seems that an archaeologist had come to this remote place to translate and study his latest find. Necronomicon Ex Mortis, the Book of the Dead. Bound in human flesh and inked in blood, the book contained bizarre burial rites, funerary incantations, and instructions for demon resurrection. It was never meant for the world of the living. The book awoke something dark in the woods. Aye! It took Linda. And then it came for me. It got into my hand, and it went bad. I lopped it off at the wrist. Bzzz. I read from a passage in the book that was supposed to open a hole in time that would send the evil back. And it worked. Big time. I just didn't plan on coming along. I had arrived. Rumble. I greeted my brave new world. Stand fast, hellhound. Whoa, just take it easy, chief. I don't know how I got here, and I'm not looking for any trouble. This whole thing is just some big mistake. My lord, tis the one written of in the Necronomicon. He who has prophesied to fall from the heavens to deliver us from the terror of the Deadites. I think not. Yeah! Scream! He bleeds as a man bleeds. The one written of in the Necronomicon would not bleed. More likely, he's one of Henry's men, our enemy. Enemy? Well, you ain't exactly on my Christmas list. Ah! Thou shalt pay dearly for that brash act. I don't know how long I marched, but I didn't have to count. The man with the whip seemed to keep the time with an incessant crack, crack, cracking. Move along or taste the lash, you scurrilous dogs! You scurrilous dogs! If only I could reach my goods, my chainsaw and shotgun. We're on a horse not 5 feet from me. It might as well have been miles. Ahead, through the shimmering heat waves, a castle there lay, my salvation, or tomb. If only I could make them see I wasn't one of their enemies, but they weren't in a mood to listen. My lord Arthur, where is my brother? Did he not ride with you? Aye, m'lady, and he fought valiantly. Alas, he fell in a battle to Duke Henry's men. She was broke up pretty bad. She was going to get some payback. She was going to dish it out to the closest available target. Foul thing, a pox on your throat. Thou art a murderer, a black murderer. Sweetheart, you got the wrong... Ah, scratch! You shall pay for the sins in the depths of the pit. Lady, you got a bad attitude and a worse set of teeth. She urgently needed to see an orthodontist. We stopped before a steel-covered pit. What lay down there in the blackness neath its steel cover, God only knew. And he could keep the information to himself as far as I was concerned. You, sir, are not one of my vassals. Who are you? I am Henry the Red, Duke of Shale, Lord of the Netherlands and leader of its peoples. Oh, what? Now hold on. Oh, no, hold on. I think I did that wrong. You, sir, are not one of my vassals. Who are you? Who wants to know? I am Henry the Red, Duke of the Shale, Lord of the Netherlands, and leader of its peoples. You ain't leading but two things right now, pal. Jack and shit, and Jack left town. A trumpet sounded. The crowd grew quiet as Lord Arthur approached. There is an evil that is awakened in this land, and whilst my people fight for their very souls against it, you, Henry the Red, wage war on us. Charlatan, it was you who first turned your swords on us, and this evil has befouled my people as well. Your people are no better than the foul corruption that lies in the bowels of that pit. May God have mercy upon your souls. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. To the pit with these bastards. Tomorrow when they'll hollow you out, I'll make dice from your bones. It was the smell that hit me first. The sticky, sweet stench of death. A load of it. They called for the first man. Ah! All I kept thinking was, I'm glad it ain't me down there. I'm glad it ain't me. Kaspesh! No, no, no! Ah! You're next. In you go, blackguard. You gotta listen to me. You got the wrong guy. I never even saw these asswipes before in my life. Go swiftly to hell, thou murderous coward. Swoosh! Everything got fuzzy and warm. My knees turned to jello. Splash! I wasn't up shit creek. I was knee deep in it. And I had a feeling I wasn't alone. Screech! I couldn't quite see it through the murky water. But maybe it was better that way. I could fully concentrate on drowning. She had blown both ballast tanks and I was taking in water. Bah! Suck! Thing just wanted to keep squirming, but I put an end to that noise. You picked the wrong one, baby. Uh-huh. That used to be a Coca-Cola ad. Get your dimpled little ass down here. Get your dimpled little ass down here. We'll see what you're made of. Spikes. Rumble. Strange one. Huh? Arrrr. Your blade. Yeah, my own little Excalibur. If only I could get to it. Squish! Yeah, baby, let's go! Clunk, click, They were vicious fighters, but I'm from a pretty violent civilization myself. Thwomp! Meet my friend Buzz. Bzzz. There were too many. Maybe I could cut through them before the spikes got me. Yeah, maybe I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Kiss off! The crowd backed away as I climbed up. I guess they'd never seen anything crawl out of there alive, and they weren't about to cross the first guy that did. Next one of you primates touches me, I'll kill you. Henry, get on those horses and get out of here. How dare you issue orders at my castle, even if you are the promised one. For that arrogance, I shall see thee dead. Bang! Chink! This is my boomstick. It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Smart's top of the line. This baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It retails for about $199.95. Walnut stock. Cobalt. Blue steel. And a hair trigger. Once the scatter shot sent the thing tumbling back down into the pit, they started to see things my way. He truly is the promised one. It is he, the one written of in the book. Hail to he who has come to lead us against the Deadites! Hail! Now let's talk about how I get back home. As evening fell, I was taken to the ruins of an ancient temple. There I waited while the wise men conferred as to my fate. I tried to make the best of it. A little more grog and another leg of that mutton, too. I pray thee to forgive me. I believe thee one of Henry's men. Blow. First you want to kill me, now you want to kiss me. The wise men have returned from their council. Well, what is it? Can you send me back or not? Only the Necronomicon is the power, an unholy book which we also require. It contains passages that can dispel the evil and send you back to your own time. Only you, the Promised One, can quest for it. Why should I go and get this book? Sounds like a job that one of your tin can boys should be doing. Only you can enter the cemetery. Oh, excuse me. Many valiant men have tried. None have returned. Only you can enter the cemetery where the Necronomicon lies. Only you can retrieve the book from its sacred cradle. So it is written. Yeah, well, I got my own plan. It's called staying alive. Snap, snap. At first, nobody noticed how close the old woman was to the flames. She went up like a stack of dried kindling. Dear God, help me! An inhuman shriek yodeled up out of her parched throat. Then she collapsed. Crackle! Woo! Pop! I've seen this before. It's a trick. Get an axe! We were hit with an icy wind. The burned body shuddered, then floated upward. You shall die! You shall never retrieve the Necronomicon! We shall feast upon the stranger's soul, and then the soul of man! We rushed the bitch on three. 1, 2. But she wasn't going to wait around. She heaved at a massive stone pillar. Kraboom! Like dominoes, they came tumbling down towards the girl. She was a write-off. Only an idiot would try to save her now. Kraboom! I've been called worse. Dear God, help me! Help! Squish! The place was coming down around me like a house of cards when the she-bitch grabbed me. It was trying to squeeze a little cider out of my Adam's apple. I could feel my windpipe about to burst. Ah! I applied a little leverage. The thing was strong, but it'd be another 600 years before it'd hear the word judo. Yeah! The pillar made funny paste of its legs. Crunch! But she kept coming. For my mail package. Chop! You shall never return to your own time. You shall die! It was a nice punt, Spiral. Good hang time. Ha 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 ha! We stood there for a long while. Even after we lost sight of the thing, we could still hear its mocking laugh. I'll get your damn book. Before I was going anywhere, I had a little business to take care of. My dad had blown 20 grand on my engineering degree. I was finally going to put it to good use. First, I had them rouse the blacksmith from a drunken sleep. That one. Aye, my lord. Gonna need some heavy-duty springs, ratchet, some kind of tension release trigger, and the strongest cable you got. I have no ken of such devices, my lord, but instruct me and I shall craft them for you. The blacksmith was an artist with the anvil. I ratcheted up the spring tension as far as I dared, and then a little more. This thing could go or blow. Groovy. I worked late into the night. The spring assembly was jamming up a little, but it wasn't nothing that a little ox grease couldn't fix. The heat from the blacksmith's furnace was making me a little rammy. That's when she came in. The wise men say that thou art the promised one. 'Tis said that thou shalt journey for the book to help us. The only reason I'm going for the book is to get back home. What are you doing here anyway? I wanted to tell you that all of my hopes and prayers go with you. I need your prayers like I need tuberculosis. If I stick around here long enough, I'll probably get it anyway. God knows what other viruses. Very well, my lord. I shall leave you then. I grabbed her little waist and mashed her up against me. Give me some sugar, baby. She revealed to me intimate customs of her people. I guess I taught her something about the 20th century. In her arms, I was content. But I didn't belong here. My world was one of indoor plumbing and traffic lights, fast food and instant replay. Our primitive intellect could never grasp these mighty advances, but I'd do anything to get back to it. As I looked out over the land where I would journey, I trembled at what horrors might await. I didn't tell her of my fears, but somehow she shared them with me. I would quest for the Necronomicon at first light. Only with the Necronomicon can I send you back to your time. When you remove it from the cemetery, recite these words. Klaatu Varada Nikto. Repeat them exactly. Klaatu. The old guy kept yabbering at me. After a while, I just tuned him out. You know how you do that? It's like, you know how you do that? I got you. As I rode for the book, I could have sworn there was something at my six. I put it in high gear, always checking behind me. That's why I didn't see the branch. Thwack! Horse, where? I had hit hard. My eyes were making silly spots, and I was about to heave righteous chunks. But the thing in the woods was getting closer. Just maybe I can make the mill. Dear God, let me in. The thing in the woods was closing fast. Suddenly that old saw felt real good in my steel hand. Felt like Christmas. All I had to do was get bzzz inside. I waited. I needed a good plan, but thinking wasn't my strong suit, so I just sat and waited. Figured I'd get the book in the morning. What's that? The thing was still out there. I listened so hard I could hear myself sweat, and my sweat stank, but good. Maybe I couldn't see it, but I was gonna deliver both barrels. It was just the horse. Good boy. Horses are only good for two things, dog food and Elmo's glue. Was that? I saw a figure standing in the cabin. We made our move at the same instant. Oof! Crash! Must have just been my reflection. I was in need of a shave, a hot shower. Yeah, and a Philly cheesesteak would slide down pretty easy about now, too. With a jumbo root beer and fries. Crack! Ah! I was thinking maybe they'd already given away my job at S-Mart. I was wondering if I'd ever see my girl again. Wondering if I'd ever get home. Like E.T., except... sorry, it's a little later than normal. If I'd ever see my girl again. Wondering if I'd ever get home. Like E.T., except I don't have no damn candy bits named after me. Point is, I never saw the little bastards coming. The little me's. Those wee little he-me's. Foul little things spawned from my reflection. They pulled a little Rambo. Krang! Flapjacking me from behind. Someone stuck a fork in my butt. What the hell is going on? Thud! Ha ha ha! Get some! I'll smash the jam out of all you little devils, I... Wow! Watch your step now! I went face first on the griddle. Aye! Sunny side down. Come on out, guys. I'm not gonna hurt you. I've got some little presents for you. Voomp! The lights went out. I must have taken a fall. When I awoke, I saw the little he-me's above. They were gonna drop one of their filthy selves down my throat. I wasn't gonna open my mouth. No, sir. That was my plan. But they plugged my blowholes. I was suffocating. I could feel my lungs begging for air. The little he-me took his dive. When I inhaled, I got the bonus nugget. Gorp! The little man squirmed down my throat like a cheap sausage. I tried to retch him up, but he was out of range. He was making his way down my intestinal highway. He headed north to my shoulder. It started to itch. A crazy itch. I ripped back the shirt. Dear God! I ran from the place, shrieking for someone or something to help me, though I knew there was no escaping it. The filthy thing was growing right out of me. Ah! Rip! Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! I could feel all my bad parts being drawn away into this thing. All my nasty habits, my filthy desires. They were now the stuff of this anti-me. And then there were two. When I moved, he moved. When I'd freeze, he'd anti-freeze. He'd anti-freeze. That's right. I get the joke. What are you? I'm the bad Ash, and you're... Goody little two-shoes. Goody little two-shoes. Smack! Ha ha ha! Good, bad? I'm the guy with the gun. Blam! It's a nasty bit of business when you finish off a deadite. There's no doing a halfway job. You cut him and bury him deep. Here's your new home. Thumpity thump! You'll never retrieve the Necronomicon. Tell it to the worms. He was choking on the thick loam. I know, because I could still hear the screams as I planted the cross. I rode for the cemetery where the wise men said I'd find the Necronomicon. The wind died. I was scared. I was wondering if I'd bought a clean pair of shorts as I approached the cradle that held the book. It was looking like I was going to need them. Three books? The wise men never said anything about there being three books. Well, guess one book's as good as the next. Hey! Slam! Scrape! I was unstuck in matter. The book had taken me deep into a null zone, a place where the laws of physics, gravity, and such was all funny talk. Whoa! Wrong book! The one on the right smelled like another phony. I reached for the book in the middle. It looked to be the genuine article. Grr, Chop, get out of here, and flew off like an angry bat, flappity flap, then swooped back for more. It pecked at my eyes and tried to build a nest in my hair, as bats would do. Leave me be. I slammed it down upon the stone slab until the thing was finally quiet. Just to be sure, I snapped its lousy spine. I gave two quick jerks, and that was it. I turned to the final book. I tried to recall the wise man's words. Klaatu, Varada, I suspected it might be an N-word. Necktie? Noodle? I'd make do. Klaatu, Varada, Nikov! Nikov! All around me, the earth heaved. Hey, wait! I said the words! I did! Meanwhile, at the castle, I sense my beloved is in danger. Excuse me. We got more here. Gravestones trembled and were thrust from the ground. From the widening cracks in the earth, I heard the angry screams yodeling up from dead throats. I had screwed up royal. I had awakened the evil dead. Meanwhile, at the castle, I sense my beloved is in danger. Wise man, what? A shift in the supernatural tides, my lord. Something has stirred the dark forces. Lightning lashed down from the skies. From cold earth, rotted flesh took form. Muscles pulled upon dead bones. From this, it was born. I ran from the cemetery like all get out. Ugh! I could feel the cold, bony digits tearing into my leg. I opened my mouth to scream. Rip! Agat! Murf! Murf! Snap! Keep your damn filthy bones out of my mouth! Snap! Sure, they had their fun. Let 'em! But I had the book, and that meant I was going home. There was just one hitch when I screwed up the words. I screwed up good. Every dead guy and his brother was after me. An army of them. An army of darkness. I had the goods. Now, unless they were going to screw me, I was practically home. Maybe it would be best not to tell them everything. I had to remember that I was dealing with primitives. Not one had ever seen the inside of a high school, let alone a graduate like myself. There, the promised one returns. He hath brought the Necronomicon. Quickly, give me the book. When you procured the Necronomicon, did you speak the words? Well, maybe not every single syllable, no, but I said them, yeah. Dung-eating fool, when thou misspoke the words, the army of the dead awoke. The evil has a terrible hunger for the Necronomicon, and it shall come here to get it. You've doomed us all. Look, you wanted your damn book, and I got it for you. Now send me back, like in the deal. We shall honor our bargain. You will? Yeah, right. Because that was the deal. Miserable excuse for a man. I shall send him back to his own time and be rid of him. You would leave me? Cripes, I don't belong here. I got a chance to go back and I'm taking it. But what of the things we shared? What of all the sweet words you spoke in private? That's just what we call pillow talk, baby. That's all it was. Coward! So I was a coward. So what? At least I was going home. Wonder where I parked my car. Screech! What's that? Look there, a demon! Winging she-bitches coming out of the south, southwest, coming straight for me. My lord Ash, why won't you save us from these winged devils? 5 minutes ago, I was on my way home. The wise men had agreed to send me back to my own time. I was already thinking about my job back at S-Mart. How I'd be pulling some double shifts to pay for that bar CD player with the built-in simulated fireplace. The kind where the logs look like they're burning. But it's just a light bulb. It had been on layaway, and that sweet baby would be mine real soon. Yeah, I was so close to getting home. Even found my parking stub. Lot 3G. But that was before the dead eights came. Home would have to wait. You want to know why I just stood there? I was scared. I could feel my stomach seizing up on me, and it dumped a load without so much as a warning. Well, maybe that's why they call it the Dark Ages. The thing was making a beeline for Sheila. I flipped on the choke and fired up the saw. Yo, she-bitch! Ka-ka! My lord! Ash, help me! Come get some. Bzzz! I splashed it. Arthur's Tin Can Boys finished the nasty business. So like I said before, even when you're dealing with just your garden variety deadite, there's no doing a halfway job. You want to cut them up into little itty-bitty pieces, then burn them up until they're good and charbroiled. Then you gotta... Hey, wait a minute, there was two of them. Where's the... It's always that one you don't see that bites you in the butt. You're mine. You're mine. Ash, I beg of you, help. Kaa! It took Sheila. I chased after it, but it was too fast. Hey, if I could run like the Flash, I would have had my own stinking comic book. Damn you! My lord, I just have come from the outer reaches of the kingdom and an army of the dead approach. They are but 2 days' ride from here. Sweet mother of God! These winged deadites are but the first. Legion upon legion shall follow. We must run! Blam! Go ahead and run. Run home and cry to your mama, just like you Brits did in World War I and World War II. Yeah, that's right. Yanks like me pulled your scone-filled bellies out of the fire. Then I guess I'm gonna have to do it again, won't I? Thou art truly mad. How shall we fight an army of the dead? But we are 50 men. We'll get Henry the Red and his men to fight with us. We shall not stand alongside our sworn enemy. Why don't you just shut your stinking pie hole for once and ask yourself this question? Do I got what it takes? Do I got the sand to stand up and fight these things? Well, I say we all do. Now who's with me? I'll stand by you. I'll bend my bow to your will, sir. Aye! Why, ain't you a sweet little thing? Unhand me, you vile thing. If you so much as lay a finger upon me, my Lord Ash shall slay thee dead. Now cut the crap and... He's like, I'm trembling. Now cut the crap and... Give me some sugar, baby. I rode through the woods towards Henry's castle. Either Henry would join up to fight the advancing deadites, or Arthur and his boys could kiss their flying buttresses goodbye. If Henry won't help, there'd really be no need for me to go back. I mean... What's one more guy gonna do? I'd just be in the way and... What? He wears the insignia of Arthur. Lord Henry, I shall slay him in thy name. Stay your arms. 'Tis the stranger who spared my life. You got that right. Fact is, I pulled your butt out of the fire more times than dogs got fleas. You saved me but once. Whatever. Point is, the army of the dead is headed towards Arthur's castle and we need your help. Why should I risk my men to save my enemy? Because once those things finish with Arthur, they'll be coming for you. Besides, you owe me. Even a graveyard has its flowers. Allow me to introduce my own little bloom of decay. Say hello to the boys. I may be bad, but I feel good. This wasn't one of those wars you see on TV. You weren't going to get out of it with a flick of the remote. No, sir. You might want to be somewhere else. But, mister, you are there. And it ain't just the mother of all battles. She's a mother scratcher. I'm talking a real man crowd, like you'd see in the customer service line day after Christmas. But there were 10,000 of these suckers. They were coming this way, and they weren't taking the scenic route. Bows and arrows weren't gonna cut it. We needed some of the basic 20th century American kill power. What we needed, we'd have to build. Onward, undead soldiers! Lift your rotting bones skyward for one last battle supreme. Fall into rank and sweep yourselves up into a monstrous wave that shall swell and sweep the castle asunder. To the castle! Death to the mortals! We dragged what was left of my 73 olds inside. The valves were leaking oil like nobody's business. The carb was blown and it needed a rim job and a new set of headers. Damn that Bell Beckett. I told him to put in a new alternator at the corner Sunoco. Seems he screwed me with a rebuilt job. I'd see the bill if I ever made it home. Can it work? Not like this. Somehow we'd have to turn this $20 worth of junkyard scrap into a mother of a killing machine. Just maybe we could rebuild the thing with steam. Like your history books will tell you, there's no greater morale builder than superior firepower. The decisive factor in the great battles is always hinged on having the technological edge, the better mousetrap, the Romans' use of bronze over crude iron, the longbow and the invasion of Normandy, or was it Waterloo? How the hell am I supposed to know? I never had time to do all the studying like you rich kids did. Some of us had to work for a living, stocking the shelves at the S-Mart, so they're nice and neat as you please when you kids come in to spend daddy's money. We pulled the gas tank out of her and Baldy welded me a boiler. He couldn't spell D-O-G, but he was Hellfire with that hammer. Retrofitting the compressor was a son of a bitch. Don't even ask about the drivetrain. I told the wise man to stow his potions in snake oils. We needed something with a little spark. A little boom boom. He had sulfur and charcoal of the yin yang. What I needed was the saltpeter. I improvised with a little antifreeze and cow dung. There'd be no time to test it. It'd have to work the first time. I could hear him before I could see him. The clang clang clanging of foot armor. The tortured wailing of lost souls. They marched up through the mist and I could finally see him. The army of darkness. Every man has his moment of doubt. Mine was pulling an all-nighter. I kept telling myself I'd get through this. I'd make it home. As long as they didn't get the book. It all came down to that. As the old guy lit the fuses on the black powder arrows, I wondered if maybe I was a little heavy-handed on the sulfur mix. Steady now, boys. Steady. Let's let him get a little closer and fire. Swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. Aye, ba-blam. Ah! Forward. Boom. To the castle. Catapults. A second division was sneaking up from the south. I'd soften them up with a little artillery. The fuses on these sweet babies were a little tricky. No telling how fast they'd go or if they'd even work. The first bag cleared the wall. Kabloom! They worked all right, and how. Damn him! Fall back! The air stunk of sulfur and burning bones. I guess I didn't mind the smell. We turned back the first wave. Captain, report! My lord, the immortal possesses powerful magic. Our first line has fallen. I've called for retreat. Dismissed! Slice! You are now my captain. I will have the book. Now bring me forth into that castle. Aye, my liege! First division, hoist the ladders and storm the walls. You there, man the battering rams for the glory of darkness. Ram the gates. Forward. They are overrunning the walls. What now? I don't know. So maybe I wasn't ready for them. How could I have been ready for a second wave? They were coming in too fast. Now some of you may think old Ash screwed up. Of course, it's real easy for you rich kids to point your stubby little chocolate-stained fingers and blame me when everything goes mucky. But you weren't there, were you? Death to the mortals! Stand fast against these deadites! Stand! I don't remember turning and running, but I guess I did. You want to call me a chicken? Go ahead. I won't say you're wrong, but I ain't saying you're right either. Cowards, stay and fight! I was a fool to trust him. All is lost! Heave-ho! Crunch! These were creatures of violence and terror. Creatures that knew only evil, but bad? No, sir. They ain't seen bad. We've broken through. The castle is ours. To the book. Bad is a V8 452 supercharger bored out to the mad. Bad is a 2,800 pounds of screaming Detroit steel coming at you in overdrive. How fast was I going? Real fast. Yeah, baby! You don't argue with a 9,600 RPM Ginsu knife. Ain't it a cherry? The pistons were seizing up a bit, but what do you expect when you're using ox grease when the job calls for goes for 10W40? Should be WD-40, but they call it 10W40. Whatever. I don't know. I think they are saying 10W40. Yeah, I know. I did some stuff in the automotive. Whip! Chop! Whip! Chop! Suddenly, I was having a Kodak moment. There was Muzak. A vision just ahead. It was Sheila. Screech! The Death Coaster's hungry blades were almost upon her. I jerked the wheel hard, but I was going too fast. The axle couldn't handle the torque. I got a sick feeling in my gut when I heard the drivetrain snap. The sucker started to roll and I bailed. Vroom! She went up like a pinto. Hey, if you're mad about me not saving you from that winged deadite thing, I can't explain. Yay! Smack! So long, sister. Ending a relationship is never easy. Best thing is to break it off clean. Above me, the skull heads were closing in on the book. A lot of the guys had already ran. So who was left to stop them? Let me give you a hint. It's the same guy that cleans up the spilled frozen Slurpees at your local S-Mart. Same guy that hoses down the vomit when some rich kid upchucks on the whirly ride out in the parking lot. You think mommy cleans that up? Uh-huh. Oh, he says, okay. Away, you blackguard! The book shall be ours! Ah, crunk! Aside, mortal! Clang! Ugh! If I was going to make the scene, I'd have to get where the action was. I'd ride to the lip of the curl, topside. Hang ten, baby, here I come. Huh, gotta lay off those cheese hoagie dogs. Hoagie, hoagie, cheese hoagie dogs. The Necronomicon, at last! There he was, the anti-me, inches from the book. I could have called him out and gone face to face, but then I figured, screw that. Ain't no one looking smart. Money'd stab him in the back. Oh, hold on. I said that wrong. I could have called him out and gone face to face, but then I figured, screw that. Ain't no one looking smart. Money'd stab him in the back. There we go. Ah, whoosh, thunk. Allowing you your cowardly self to rule your thoughts? Perhaps there's hope for you yet. I could use a man like you. I ain't that dumb that I don't smell a setup when I... Off! Get off of me, you crazy bitch! You found me beautiful once. Honey, you got real ugly. Ah! Yes, the Necronomicon. With it, my pestilence shall fall upon the earth for 10,000 years. You want that book? You dance with me. Fool, once the book is in my grasp, I shall sit upon the throne of darkness as ruler supreme. Only throne you'll be sitting on is the Johnny Dumpster. Suck, torch. Whoosh. Ah! He danced about all herky-jerky, doing the burnt marshmallow two-step. The monster ain't been made that could come out of that blaze. But something did. Heh, heh, heh. Fool! Do you think a little fire would slow me? I am born of a place of 10,000... I am born of a place of 1,000 flames. A place I'll send you now. Clang. Whoosh. Spark. Whir, whir. Crack. He might have come from a place of 1,000 flames, but I grew up in Detroit. At school, you learn to throw a right cross before a long division. It was the tightly wound spring ratchets in the steel hand that gave me that extra pop. It was a good sound, like the clean crack a fastball makes when it kisses the sweet spot of a Louisville slugger. He'd have been needing some bridge work. Whoosh! Snap! Ugh! He pulled a Jean-Claude Van Damme on me. Tumbling over the wall, I grabbed at the night sky. The ground rushed up to French kiss me. I didn't have the air in my gut to scream. Come to me, my sweet. I had hit hurt. My shoulder was hurting awful bad, and I think I might have busted a kidney. If I ever got home, I guess I'd tell him I'd tell him it happened in the housewares aisle at work. You can claim workman's comp for that stuff. Lots of guys do. Tally-ho! The wind whistled through his bones as he leapt. He was coming down to get some. Brother, I don't know if I had any left to dish out. I was running on vapors. He landed on the sack of black powder, paying no never mind to the burning fuse. He started in on his spiel. Bear witness to mankind's last moment. Bear witness to my triumph. Rumble. What? It was Henry the Red and his boys. They were too late, but they were all the distraction I needed. I disarmed him. Chop! Then I sprung the catapult. Slice! He was heading north, doing 60 knots when I last saw him. Aye! Kapow! Kaboom! Rest in pieces. Henry's boys mopped up the stragglers. And Sheila? She seemed to be coming back from Voodooville. I was happy to see her up around and all. And between you and me, once a woman goes bad on you, can you ever really trust her? When the last deadite finally beat it, I figured everything was Jake. Even figuring was never my strong... was never my strong suit. Henry, my oldest enemy... They were squaring off like junkyard dogs. I smelled the rank perfume of the troubled double. Indeed, but enemies no more. From this day forth, fast friends. My work here was done. Now they could send me home. The wise man mixed a strange brew. I was gonna have to drink it. So I watched him close. See, you never want to turn your back on a short order cook. I know, 'cause I used to work the grill at S-Mart. The book tells us that each drop allows a man to sleep for a century. Swallow 6 drops and thou shalt awaken in thine own time. I didn't know if it'd work, but I only had 2 choices, this choice and no choice. I said goodbye to Sheila, and then some. If I was going to sleep for 600 years, I had to find some place that was secure. I had him wheel what was left of my Delta 98 into a cave. I planted the powder charges and said so long to the fellas. We exchanged addresses, but you know how that goes. Sputter, I lit the fuse. They were burning faster than I thought. Kaboom! I hit the dirt just in time. 1, 2, 3, 4. It worked. I was sealed in good. I took out the wise man's juice. He said to drink exactly 6 drops, and brother, believe me, I counted each one as they fell into my mouth. Then I said to myself, whoa, wait a second. Why am I leaving? I got it good here. A first-class ticket on the gravy train. I got the good-looking babe who's crazy about me. I got the cush job as king with benefits. But on the downside, I'd be tossing away all my accumulated vacation time down at S-Mart and that CD bar combo I had on layaway. Now, I may not be book smart like some of you well-to-do kids, but one thing I do know, you don't walk away from that. Hell, that sucker was as good as paid for. I took the final drops. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. 4, 5, 6. Old Mr. Sandman sprinkled his dust. I slept and dreamed. Till finally I... Dreams that lasted centuries. Till finally I awoke. Home. Somehow I staggered to the cave's entrance. As I pushed the rocks aside, I couldn't help thinking off the long, hot bath I take. No, the bath could wait. First thing I do is down a couple jumbo cheese hoagies and wash it all back with a 6-pack of chocolate Yahoos. There was only one hitch. I'd slept too long. Dear God, they screwed me. End. Wow, they changed it. Army of Darkness, Ashes to Ashes. Times change. Sometimes for the better. Crack. Other times for the worse. My name is Ash and I had a real life once. A job. I'm hardware. Aisle 2. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. I had a wonderful girlfriend, Linda. Together we drove to a small cabin in the mountains. It seemed an archaeologist had come to this remote place to translate and study his latest find, Necronomicon Ex Mortis, roughly translated, Book of the Dead. Bound in human flesh and inked in blood, this ancient Sumerian text contained bizarre burial rites, funerary incantations, and demon resurrection passages. It was never meant for the world of the living. The book awoke something dark in the woods. It took Linda, and then it came for me. It got into my hand, and it went bad. Squeeze, squeeze, squaw! So I lopped it off at the wrist. But that didn't stop it. It came back, big time. For God's sake, how do you stop it? Snap! Whoa! In trying to destroy the book, some sort of time tunnel was opened. I dropped out of the sky, landed in the year 1300 AD. There it was, more of the same. Deadites, the undead spawn of the Necronomicon. If the Necronomicon fell into the hands of the Deadites, all mankind would be consumed by this evil. I went on a quest for the book, not because I wanted to help these poor sats, but because it could send me home. So I built myself a new hand, groovy, got myself some sugar, and went off after that damn book. Yeah! I found the book, but before I could take it, I had to say the wise man's magic words. Look, maybe I didn't say every single little tiny syllable, no, but basically I said, yeah. That's when all hell broke loose. Leading this army of darkness was an evil version of myself. Now there were 2 of us after that blasted book. I let him have it. Kaboom! With the army of darkness defeated and the book in hand, the wise man created a potion that would send me back home to my own time. It worked for the most part, anyway. Blam, 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 blam. Ah! Sure, I could have stayed in the past. Could have even been king. But in my own way, I am king. Hail to the king, baby. It was the best of times. But like I said, things change. Sometimes for the better. Other times for the worse. What are you doing here, you old fart? I assume you're responsible for the mess I made in aisle 9. That which you call a she-bitch? I'm afraid she's the least of our worries. When you drank the potion to return to your own time, did you speak the words? Yeah, basically. Did you speak the exact words? Well, maybe I didn't say every tiny little syllable. No, but basically I said them, yeah. Well, now misspoke the words. Now was sent back to the wrong time. Wait a minute, Spinach Chin. I'm here. Everything's fine and dandy. Yes, you are here, but too early. If the time of your return was off by only hours, even minutes, all of mankind could be doomed. Hold the phone there, pal. Are you telling me that I haven't even gone to the cabin yet? I didn't fight the demons? Go back in time? Or even come back here yet? Precisely. I hate time travel. So if I'm back at day one, then what about Linda? She's still alive. I can save her. Do you believe this slingshot a worthy addition to our arsenal against the dead? Slingshot? Put those down. That's S-Mart merchandise. Besides, your primitive intellect wouldn't understand sateen and spandex and... But you're right. We need supplies. Grab a cart. Vroom! So our big mistake, other than me getting here early, was to leave the book in the castle. That's where some half-witted archaeologist found it in my time and brought it to the cabin. A mistake that was meant to be, my friend, for thou is the promised one. Right, great, whatever. Did I mention I hate time travel? Thou must be certain that thou's other thou self enter thy time tunnel and return to the past as it was written. Only then may we take the book from its current resting place and save your future. That's what I'm afraid of, Chief. You see, hard as it may be to believe, I wasn't always the gunslinger I am today. My other inexperience with fighting the undead self brought Linda to the cabin for a marathon makeout session. Ah, coochie coo! Not to be thrown into your neck of the woods. Not to save the world. Thou is the promised one. I have faith in thee, and thy other thee. That makes one of us. Whoa, Nelly! Screak! The Necronomicon has been disturbed. The end, it has begun. Gee, whatever gave you that idea? We don't have time to walk around this ravine. We need to find a way across. Here, across time, I carried this for thee. Good thinking, Grandpa. Let's boogie. Ba-dum, 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 timber, browse. Hey there, little fella. Did I make your house go boom? He should be a powerful ally, for he can see through the darkness. You're really reaching now, old man. It's just a dumb bird. In my time, charmed creatures such as these were regarded as talismans. Carriers of good fortune. Carriers of rabies is more like it. Are you sure about this? Because once we reach the other side, there's no turning back. And how about saving our hides by taking our chances? But what of the past, the present, the future? But what of Linda, trapped in the cabin? She who you said holds the only cure to your ailment. That which thou callest beaver fever. You're right. Let's go. Push. You smell something? Ow, 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 yow, froosh. Oof, every man for himself. Run, Santa Claus, run. Froosh. This was the work of the Necronomicon. Its evil methods are random, unpredictable. Sheesh. Keep those peepers open, Tonto, because the deeper we get, the deeper it gets. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. There, ahead, from within the woods. For the love of God, please help me. Oh, excuse me, it's a help me. Oof. For the love of God, please help me. Wait a second, calm down. Now, what's the matter, pork chop? Back there, beyond the ridge, it was a jackrabbit. It bit me. Ah, poor you. Well, why don't you just run home and cry to mama? Screak! Come here, you. Thwap! Is this your wascally wabbit? Dear Lord, what happened to it? It is a servant of evil now. It must be destroyed. Boom! More like a clay pigeon, I'd say. Yeah! Doesn't look much like a jackrabbit to me. Thump! Oh, okay. I wonder why they did it like that. They did it like this. So it was basically like, doesn't look much like a jackrabbit to me, or like a clay pigeon. And then he blows it up. Splurt! What's wrong, Hooters? You see something? I'll swallow your soul! Wow! Ah! Oh, aha! Graf! Ah! Thrack! Boom! It's the promised one you want. I'm but an old soul. Oh, dear. Click, mind if I cut in? Because I got a groovy little jig for you. How do you like it, Jimbo? Gzzz. You'll never retrieve the Necronomicon. We'll have your souls. I got worse news, Squishy. No more hopscotch for you. What is it doing? I don't know. Maybe he's going to pass out bubble gum. It's some kind of call whistle used to attract wildlife. Ooh-hoo, ah-ha-ha, ee-hoo, ah-ha-ha, ee-ha-ha, ee-ha. Blah, oh, ha, 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 snort, grump. Way, hey, oh, ha, ow, ow, twee, oof, bonk, smart, chop, smart, smart. Anyone got that? Ugh. Moonshine. Strange one. Aroo, thwap, thwack. Hee hee hee. Wee hee 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 hee. Ah ha. All right, I see ya. Kaboom, you filthy rascals. Boom. Thwap. Oh, boom. That'll teach him. Yeah. There. It ain't much, but the Necronomicon likes to call it home. The book, Linda, the other me. All in that blasted can. The book, Linda, and the other me, all in that blasted cabin. Come on, Father Time, we ain't out of the woods yet. The Necronomicon, it's a book bound in human flesh, bleeding with the powers of darkness, its purpose to take over the world, to turn us all evil and dead. It almost happened twice, but I stopped it. That's right, me, Ash, your friendly neighborhood knucklehead. Click! I've been fighting that blasted book for longer than you believe, about 700 years now, I think. You see, besides having a knack for turning your best friends into your worst nightmares, the Necronomicon also holds the power to send one back and forth through time. I've done it. So has my medieval sidekick. A few days ago, we beat the book back in 1300 AD. I came back here, he followed, says we have to fight the book again. This time to the finish. Something I can't do empty-handed. Thwack! All right, you worm-infested, rotten-minded dead things, come to Papa! Brump, brump, brump. Yeah! Bzzz. Oh, it's just you. Forgot you were all old and everything. We must hurry on to the cabin, for inside thou must do again that which thou has already done. Yeah, yeah, gotta snatch the damn book, save the world, and whatever. Just hold it a second, old-timer. Is that... Linda? Strange one, wait! That's just what you'll have to do, you heartless primitive. She's my girlfriend, I've gotta save her. It's that old book, Ash. It's trying to kill us. Excuse me. It's that old book, Ash. It's trying to kill us. What are we going to do? Don't worry, Linda. I'm here. Thap. It's a trick. Get an axe. I'll swallow your soul. Snap. Hello, lover. No. Linda's with us now. Why are you torturing me, Linda? Why? Join us. Give yourself to the Necronomicon. Whoever, whatever you are, get your stinking claws off me. Oh! Hey, 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 oh, oh! Let me go! Let me go, you crazy witch! Thrack! No, not me! He did it! Me! I... Why, you lousy... Yeah! You... Bzzz. That'll teach ya. Ash, no, how could you? Ash, darling, please stop fighting. Come back to me. Join us. No way. You're not Linda. I won't fall for your dirty tricks again. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us. Ha, ha, ha. It's their Necronomicon. The book's power enchants the forest itself. We're running out of time. Agreed. This method of our demise was most unexpected. No, I mean with the woods coming to life and all. Last time it happened just before the time portal opened. Then our escape must be without delay. Brump, brump, bzzz, swap, bzzz, whoop. Prepare for landing. Kathoom! Look at this mess, we might be too late. I mean, the other me may have already gone back to your time. Then we have succeeded. We have nothing to fear. What the? Nothing except for me, you dirty little devils. Just me. Boom! Appropriate indeed. You get the book, I'll take care of me. Now wait a minute, you got the wrong guys. Nice story, Joker. Now let's just skip to the part where you bleed. We're from the future. I mean the past, I mean. I know what you are, another trick from that damn book. Blap, yeah, alright, freak show, let's go. Brum, 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 brum. No sense in talking you out of this. I know that better than anyone. Brum, 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 brum. Bzzzing. Find the book, old man. Hurry! Most curious. Do these peculiar relics hold ties to our troubles? No, no, not the face. What the hell are you doing? Strange one. The Necronomicon's location remains a mystery. Try looking in the kitchen. Oof! Thwack! Nothing. Not as much as a goose egg. Perchance, for it would be a most unusual place of hiding. Dear God, scream! Did you find the book? Quit fooling around and help me. Scree, scree, scree! Resert. Foul creature, I demand thou unhand me. Bzzzt. Oh, thump. A wretched thing such as thee will be allowed no such devices. Release thy weapon. Indeed, for thou hast taken the point. Listen, I don't want to fight you, peanut head. I can't just let you kill yourself myself. Ah! I smell fresh souls which I'll devour. Who the hell are you? Me? I'm nobody. I'll just be going back into my fruit cellar now. Bzzzing. The book. Stop! Didn't you see that monster? We're the same guy trying to stop the same evil. You're just a few days behind in the timeline and the body count. Bzzing! The Necronomicon is ours. Great! Do something, Chief. Zing! Now wait a minute. This isn't fair. We're both good guys here. Good? Bad? I'm the guy with both chainsaws. Bzzz, woo hoo hoo ah, thwack. Oh ho ho ah, bzzzing. Alrighty, maybe not one of my better ideas. Whap! I can't say this'll hurt you more than me. Clang, bzzz. Heads up, old timer, do something, will ya? Hit me. Clang, tweet, tweet. I was talking about the other me. Lay off the demonic gibberish, you crazy old wizard. I'm warning you. Have you two lost your marbles? This is insane. You did it, you old fart. It's working. Oh no, oh no. Let go, you idiot. This is supposed to happen. You have to go back in time, fight the evil of the past. It's your stinking time portal, pal. Why don't you go? Snap. For God's sake, how do you stop it? Go on, you coward. Snap! Whoa, 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 whoa! We did it. The other me's gone to save the past, to set the record straight. Indeed, yet our quest has only begun. We must continue on to the birthplace of the Necronomicon, for only there can the book be destroyed. Give me that! From now on, I'm in charge of the book. It is I who have superior knowledge of the Necronomicon. Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants, I know enough. So thou knows that the book's powers are unpredictable. I know I'm tired of being pushed around by this thing. Strange one, wait! Okay, the world is melting. Suppose I shouldn't have done that, huh? What the hell is this? It can only be one... We're not supposed to go out there, are we? It can only be one thing. The future is ruled by the dead. What would become of your world if we fail to destroy the book? I guess we don't have a choice. Crush! My future, huh? Well, what are you doing here? Standing right next to thee. Don't crack wise with me, you wise man? Right, so how did we get here? I believe we are but ethereal observers. Our physical selves likely remain in the cabin. Scree! Poof! Not the real us. Check. That's it. That's where I draw the line. Now, how do we get out of here? Close the book. enough. We're back. Creepy. From now on, you're in charge of the book. A wise decision. Let's get something straight. When we get to that rotten place where you say the book was created, I get to destroy the blasted thing. Got it? As the chosen one, you must. Saddle up, Cream Puff. We got a long way to go. A lot further than this old bike will take us. Vroom! By what other means might we travel so swiftly? By airplane. Oops, I forgot that your primitive intellect wouldn't understand aviation or jet props or how to trick a sexy young stewardess into fastening your... Never mind. Air what? Okay, so that was... Okay, and that's... Okay, I see. And then, of course, you know, sometimes you don't always get the panels just right. We did good, Stinky. Real good. With the Necronomicon captured, I think we finally got the upper hand. 1300 AD. Henry, a toast to our strange friend Ash, wherever he may now be. He who has delivered us from the Deadites and brought peace between our people. Aye, Arthur! And to the noble wise man, guardian of the dreaded book. Most curious. The future, but how could this come to be? The words, of course, again, thou misspoke the words. Bang, bang, crang! If the promised one went on to his own time at the wrong time, thou may have doomed us all! Give us the book, old man! Join us! Whoosh! I must send warning to the future! Sheila, thank heavens it's you! Hast thou no shame? What is thy meaning? You must travel to the future and find the promised one, for he has erased the past and must return to save the future. Take the book! Seize him! Gah! Rip! Sheila, run! Pow! The Necronomicon is ours! Yet the old fool remains a threat. Kill him! Any last words? I have but three. Glottu, Barana, Nikto! Clang! And that's how I ended up here, in your time. Not that thou hast listened to a single word I've said. There's something out there. Out there on the wing. Has thou lost his mind again? I saw it. You gotta believe me, I saw it. What I believe is that the promised one requires rest. I'll speak to the pilots to be certain to be certain we remain on course. It's out there. I know the damn thing is. Ah! Please return to your seat. We'll be swallowing your souls shortly. Roomzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz news, strange one. This evidence of Deadite possession suggests we're near our destination, the unholy birthplace of the Necronomicon. Bad news, Mr. Blast Happy. We're going down. All right. Oh! All right, we made it. But just remember, from now on, I call the shots around here, including the ones that come from my boomstick. Got it? Follow me. Ah! Bam! Perhaps thou who leads should first look to the path thou travels? Go ahead, laugh it up, Joker. Who's the one who got us back on solid ground? Thou was saying, Quicksand. Quicksand, you gotta be shitting me. The key here is not to panic. The more you fidget around, the faster you sink. Rope, please. Take it, quickly. Flunk, crack. Talk about your handy gadgets. We've made it. All that remains is to find the secret tomb in which the Necronomicon was created. Only there can the book be destroyed. But first, a moment's rest. I haven't the endurance of days past. I don't fancy the looks of this place, Chief. We better start looking for that tomb now. Pronto, today, chop chop. Very well. Perhaps the book itself will yield further clues to its whereabouts. One must be wary of the dangers which dwell in this strange land of horrors. Boom! I got news for you. Anything else squirms around this slimy spook hole, it ought to be wary of me. At last! At last! What the hell is that? Many who've disturbed the Necronomicon have had their souls cast to the woods. As you have freed me from what was to be my eternal confines, I am at your service. You can start by telling us how to find the tomb of the Necronomicon. Oh, excuse me. I've heard of stories of faces trapped within the trees, but never knew them to be true. You must pass through the canyon of the cursed, on to the waking graveyard. The tomb you seek lies in the caves above. Sounds suitably creepy to me. Thanks, Twiggy. Beware? All right, old man. Let's find us a tomb. Brzzz. We must continue on to the caves. One shall lead to the tomb we seek. Listen, Pops, I know I'm not the hero you hoped for, but I got a bad feeling about those caves up there. Well, what I'm trying to say is, well, you're all wonky and primitive. At any point, you could crack like an egg. Honestly, pal, maybe you should wait down here. I'm not so sure I can protect you. If I am to die, so be it. What I know for certain is that I shall not die by your hand. For in the past, as well as the future, I will always know thou as my friend. Ah, you mean that? How about a hug? Very well, Alright, I was kind of joking about the whole hug thing. Ease off now. Ooh, I knew you were tired, but you're practically dead on your feet. Huh? Scree, scree. You, get back here, you filthy coward. Hee, 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 hee. Splurt. So be it. Be it because of me. I'm the one who forgot the damn words about my crazy hand running loose. All of it. I didn't even know your name. I won't let you down again, pal. I'll find that blasted tomb. Looks like someone forgot to tip the maid. Choose a path. Wonderful. I suppose I picked the wrong one. Who am I kidding? With my luck, they both lead to dismemberment. Doink. Well, how about a clue? Things go my way for once. Ah! Bats! Bats! They chew your scalp, make a nest in your hair. Why, Iota, who put you up to this? You again? Splurt! I swear, that'll be the last mistake you ever. Okay, I knew things would get hairy, but this is ridiculous. Pow! Ugh! Groovy, some sugar, sweetie. Boom! Ah, you missed! Oh, no you don't, that's my book now! Hands off! Ah! Boom! Smack! Scritch, scritch, blap! Ah! Yeah, you think it's real funny, don't you? Wee hee hee, aha! Well, how's this for laughs? Boom, 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 boom! Squish! Oop! Crunkle! Scree, scree! Doink, doink, doink! Wee, a wee, a wee! Doink! Brump, brump, brump! You want some? Come get it! Bzzz! Bzzz! That's right, go home and cry to mama. Boom! What the? Ah! Bzz, bzz, boom! Once again, their history. Speaking of which, I wonder how the other me is doing back in the past. 1300 AD. Splurt! Arg! Ah! I'll spoil those good looks. Pow! Tzz, ah! I possess the Necronomicon. I've crushed your pathetic army. Now I have my... Oh, now I'll have my vengeance. Oh, hold on. Let me do that again, guys. I didn't do that right. Ah! I possess the Necronomicon. I've crushed your pathetic army. Now I'll have my vengeance. Buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride. Ah! Boom! All right, I got it. Now I just hope the future me knows what to do with it. How the hell am I gonna get rid of this thing? One thing's for sure, I ain't making progress while chasing my crazy hand. It's just trying to distract me. With any luck, I've seen the last of it. Scree, scree, scree! Gloop, boop, boop! Bloop, bloop! Niff, that's right! I live again! Again! Here I go again, back in the spooky depths of who knows where. Just me and this evil book called the Necronomicon. Somewhere around here is a secret tomb, an unholy place in which the book was created and can also be destroyed. That's something I've been trying to do for a long time. I even went back in time, fought the book 700 years ago. Didn't help. I had to send another knucklehead, another me, back there to do it again. Meanwhile, one of the primitives from the past was here to help me out. Where is he now? Dead and buried. The Necronomicon had a hand in that. And you're gonna pay for that, you filthy little freak. You're gonna pay big time. The wise man warned me about an evil puzzle tomb. Evil? Check. Puzzling? Check. Me having to solve this thing? Pass. Maybe there's a clue in here. What the? Now that's what I call a room with a view. Breathtaking, isn't it? Hee-hee-wee. Are those supposed to be breathtaking, isn't it? Hee-hee-wee. Ow, ow, ow. Stop it, you little green bastards. Let me go. Ooh. Oh, maybe there's a clue in here. Way to go, blockhead. Aha, the fine sort it is. Finders keepers. Ah. Hand it over, you miserable mound of bones. I'm back. Back to squash that goody-goody asshole once and for all. Now, what do you say you join me? What's the matter, gruesome? Cat got your tongue? Oh, my bad. Meow. That's more like it. Rise and shine, soldier. I'll have my army. Cat, cat, garg. The Necronomicon will soon be mine, along with the souls of every living being on this wretched planet. Who rules? The dead rule. Shut up, you rotten book. This is all your fault. But this won't stop me. See? No, sir. A big head is something I've grown to deal with. Ha, 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 ha. Oof. Boink. Oh, ha, ha. I'll figure this out. I'll piece together this crazy puzzle and send you back to blazes. Who'll be laughing then? Me, that's who? These blocks aren't gonna budge. There's gotta be an easier way. Thank you, idiot. Well, what do we have here? It looks like someone's carved out a special place just for you. Yeah, that's it. Step right in. Thwap. Yes! Whoosh. Whoosh. Yow! It's working. It's actually working. Aw, shucks. Bad book going bye-bye. Haha, so long, sucker. For once, I did something right. You hear that, everyone? I did it. Me. Ash. No, no, wait. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Rumble. Blasted book, you're not getting away this time. Ha 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 ha. Clink. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who? What? Where? Me, you, right here. That any way to greet your better half? Aw, crap, not you again. I want him alive while he's torn apart piece by miserable piece. Sorry, fellas, I prefer myself as the complete package. It's been a blast, but I've got a book to catch. It's been a blast, but I got a book to catch up on. Boom! Aha! I'll cut off more than your escape route. Yeah! Thump! Uh-oh. Thwap! Clang! That at the spot. Yeah! Whoa! This your idea of a shakedown? Easy now, fellas. We can talk this over, can't we? Join us! Join us! Gzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz I'm no doctor, but that may call for a stitch or two. Alright, anyone else? Who wants a little... Huh? They all want some, you blindsided fool. What do you say we pass out a little of this? The book. No, the book. Yes. Ha, 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 ha. They're piecing back together? Aw, come on, I already killed all of you. Get away from me. Go on, scram. The Necronomicon is ours, and now, no matter what you do to us, we'll keep coming back. All right, we'll call this one a draw. I'm willing to negotiate. Negotiate? I won. You're finally going to wind up permanent history. Damn it. Now what? Charge! Henry, Arthur, I've got to help them. Nah, you've got to die first. I think he deserves a second chance. Thwap. Zzzzt. Forget about me, pal. Go on, I can't do it anymore. Listen to me, you idiot. If we're going to beat these monsters, we got to do it together. Oh, wham! There are too many of the fiends. What will we do? Cut until your blade dulls, then hammer them with your fists. Keep fighting. He's stolen the book. Get him! Long time no see, Arthur. I need a clear path to the wise man. How about a diversion? Ask and ye shall receive, my friend. Archers, fire! All right, now that we're on the book's turf, how do we destroy the damn thing? The Necronomicon of the present must be cast into the Ring of Fire. The ring shall open a portal, forcing the book back into the depths of hell. Ring of Fire, huh? Does thou know of a spell to conjure such things? I just might. Get your boys out of the way. Yeah, take your positions. Move swiftly, men. You want the damn book? Take it. Aha, you surrender. Excellent. Now who's boss? Who's boss? That'd be me. And I got bad news, bandage boy. Huh? You're fired. Boom. Whoosh. He'll burn us alive. Impossible. We've been dead for centuries. Rawr, rumble. You medieval bastards, I'll have my revenge. Scree, 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 revenge. Hooray. Who's your daddy? Take care, Arthur Henry. Best of luck in your own time, fellas. My people think thou, strange one. We think thou once again. All of us think thou. Sheila! Once we've all passed through the thing, the time vortex, we must pass. Okay, excuse me. Thou must take the book of the past and hurl it into the vortex before it closes. The book must come back with us. Only then can all the events of the past lead up to today, where this very same book will be the one to have been destroyed. Then all shall be saved. Dost thou understand? Sure, got it. Dost thou understand? I said, got it. I tossed the blasted book into the magic time warp after you all get through. Gotcha. Great. One last thing, strange one. I wish to meet my future self. If only for a moment, I shall ask myself what amazing discoveries I've made in your time. Yeah, well, maybe some other time, Chief. Wait, where am I? The other me. I'm dead, aren't I? Dead, of course not. Look, your time travel thingamajig is closing. Better hurry. I'd like thou to have this steed, to get thyself home and remember thee by. Sheila, you're one thing I'll never forget. Dost thou still favor the taste of sugar? You know it, baby. Smooch, farewell, my love. So long, snuggle buns. Wait, don't you forget the book. I know, baby, I know. I'll never forget about you. Piff, that's it then. It's finally over. Now I can go back to S-Mart and live my life like an ordinary shemp. This time I did it right. I didn't forget any magic words or leave a single thing behind. The end. Oof, he's an idiot. What an idiot. But that's why we like him. Army of Darkness, shop till you drop dead. Okay. And we'll get back with Ash and the Army of Darkness later on. This goes way out. There's so many different parts. We'll do another part of it. Let's see, tomorrow is... Yeah, we'll do another part tomorrow. Why not? At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Spooky Comics Corner with Army of Darkness.